This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Matthew Hendricks is ready. He winds, fires. First ball swinging is Frerichs, and it's caught deep short by Cole Atala, and that's how our ball game gets underway. Just a little humpback liner there, and Jacob Frerichs is retired on one pitch. Hendricks 6-1 on the year, 43 and two-thirds innings pitched, a 1.76 ERA, 51 strikeouts, and just 6 walks, giving up 11 earned runs on 34 hits. And his first offering to Bud, over but low for ball one. Matt Barnard calling balls and strikes today. Brian Woolner on the base path. As Hendricks' 1-0 offering misses wide, 2-0. North Mac has the black jerseys trimmed out and the Carolina Blue Panthers in that blue lettering across the front. White pants, black socks with the classic stirrup look and the Carolina Blue stripes. That ball's fouled over that tall screen behind the backstop, 2-1. And you really got to get some lift on it to foul it over this fence. In this beautiful turf facility just behind the school here in Verdon. 2-1, swing and a miss. Bud was late on that fastball from Hendricks. 3-0-1 down the left field and right field lines, 375 to dead center here at this beautiful North Mac baseball facility. Breaking ball, strike three called as Hendricks had Bud frozen. It was a real nice curveball from Hendricks. Whenever Hendricks made his last warm-up throw prior to this first inning, Owen Burley took the throw down to second. It was a low throw. It almost took Hendricks' head off as he pumps in a fastball called strike to Bryce Hires, and Hendricks kind of peered back into his catcher with a wry smile on his face like, dude, what are you doing to me here? The 0-1 for Hendricks. Breaking ball hit on the ground to short. Hatala has it, and he booted it, and Hires will be safe. You could just see Cole took his eye off that ball at the very last minute as he had it in his glove initially, and it just popped out. So a two-out air has Bryce Hires aboard at first base, and that'll bring in Blaine Stewart, the Purple Panther cleanup man. Connor White, the head coach for Litchfield, officially in his first season. He was hired last year, but, of course, no campaign. Hendricks starts Stewart off with a fastball right there called strike one. Scoreboard out beyond right center field here at North Mac. Nice crowd has gathered, 85 degrees at game time. That ball hit on the ground slowly. The third baseman, Kirk, has it. He'll gather, throw across for the out, and the side is retired. So an error, one left. We've completed a half inning. Litchfield does not score. North Mac coming to bat. Litchfield fails to score in the top half of the first inning, so North Mac coming to bat. Riley Flowers will lead things off, the junior. Cole Hatala batting second. Cannon Kirk hitting third. If anybody reaches, Matthew Hendricks is the cleanup batter for North Mac. Cade Berkeley batting fifth. Caden Brown sixth. Logan Hammond hitting seventh. Andrew Baines will hit eighth. And Owen Burley will bat ninth. Defensively for the Litchfield Purple Panthers, Drew Hartzell out in left, Jacob Frerichs in center field, Drake Gasperson is in right field. On the infield, Tate DeBrennick at third, Bryce Hires at shortstop, Chase Hires will be at second base, Blaine Stewart is over at first, Jacob Budd is behind the plate today for Litchfield, and Carson Sadhoff is on the mound for the Purple Panthers, and he has not pitched much for Litchfield this year. Didn't find any stats on him in terms of pitching, but Connor White telling me before the ballgame he has pitched a little bit for Litchfield this year. So he gets a big assignment dealing with this North Mac squad, and they can hit the baseball, can these Panthers of North Mac. Flowers has a .339 average, Atala hitting .455, Kirk hits .400, Hendricks hits .377. Those are the first four in the batting order for North Mac. Litchfield has the purple jerseys trimmed out in the white, Panthers in white lettering across the front, white pants, white hats with the purple brim. Most of the Panthers of Litchfield looks like they're wearing their pants all the way down on top of their shoe tops. A good number of North Mac's players rocking that classic stirrup look. Flowers stands in from the right side. Sadhoff's first pitch is blistered foul down the right field line and over that tall fence. We're just listening to some of the spectators as they walked into this facility, seeing it for the first time. It was just marveling at how nice this baseball turf field is here at North Mac. Sadhoff has his sign from Bud. Winds, fires, breaking ball, nice pitch. Had Flowers out in front, nothing and two on Riley. That was a good pitch from Carson. Outfield straight away. Infield the same. The 0-2 from Sadahoff to Flowers. Breaking ball, chopped to third. Going to be a tough play for DeBrinnick. Long throw, and they got Flowers by a step. Oh, that was a real nice play by Tate DeBrinnick right there. It was kind of a high turf chopper, and he fielded it behind the bag right on the line, planted and fired a seed across to cut down Flowers. That was a good play. In steps, the left-handed swinging Cole Hatala, 455 batter on the year, driven in 11. Wears white batting gloves on both hands. Got the Carolina blue shoes on. That misses upstairs. Ball one. Now, earlier this year, Macon Meridian was supposed to play, I think, a doubleheader here. Or maybe it was one of those triangulars, but they had to forfeit both games because, well, they all brought metal spikes. And that's a no-no on the turf. Hit hard, but right at the second baseman. Hires on to first for the out. They can't wear the metal spikes on the turf, so they drove all this way and didn't even get to play. And, of course, no seeds and no gum allowed on the turf fields either. Small sacrifice to pay to get the play on a field like this. Cannon Kirk will step in all the way in the back of that right-handed box. Chokes a little bit as Sadhoff brings home the first offering. Fastball inside corner called strike one. Cannon Kirk trying to get something started here with two outs for North Mac, bottom half of the first inning. Litchfield didn't score in the top half. Here's Sadhoff. He brings the pitch, a soft liner right to the first baseman, Blaine Stewart. Thought he was going to have to jump for a moment, but it died right in to his glove. So three up, three down for North Mac. We've completed one inning here in this 2A baseball regional semifinal, Litchfield and North Mac. No score. We go top two here at North Mac High School in this regional semifinal. No score, Purple Panthers and regular Panthers of North Mac. Carson Sadhoff, Drew Hartzell, Chase Hires, 5, 6, and 7 for Litchfield as Hendricks starts Carson off with a fastball inside corner called strike one. Hendricks holds that glove right under the bill of his cap, peers in for a sign, winds, fires, fouled straight back over the screen. Nope, did not get over the screen, hits the screen and sent back into the field of play. And I guarantee you that's an umpire's best friend right there, that tall back screen. How many times you go to a high school game, it's like, well, we're out of balls. Someone go find a ball. Not going to be a problem here. Quickly, nothing and two on Sadhoff. Hendricks brings it. Just missed, one and two. Hendricks hit his spot there. Didn't get the call. Burley flashes the signs. The 1-2 from Hendricks. Breaking ball, swinging a miss. Struck him out. He had Sadhoff out on his front foot chasing. Second strikeout for Matthew Hendricks. He struck out 51 in 43 and two-thirds innings this year. An ERA of 1.76. Here's Drew Hartzell, the junior, hitting 296 for the season. That offering misses. Ball one. Hartzell, the Litchfield left fielder. Connor White telling him, line drive or hard ground ball. Just hit it hard somewhere. That ball is hit with some steam down the right field line, but slicing foul. One ball, one strike on Hartzell. He found the sweet part of the bat on that drive. He kind of cut the swing off, it appeared, but that ball had some good carry out towards right field. The center fielder, Caden Brown for North Mac, shaded ever so slightly on the second base side out in center. Hartzell fisted right to the first baseman, one step to his left, and Hammond touches the bag for out number two. Good pitch there from Hendricks. He got in on the hands of Drew Hartzell. Chase Hires will bat here. Bases clear, two outs. Chase, a senior, playing second base today, hitting 194 on the year. Hendricks' first pitch, fastball blown right by him. The sun is out in full force. One of the nicest days we've had all year. There's a breaking ball in for a called strike. And with the cooler temperatures we had, 85 almost feels like 95, but we'll take it. Swing and a miss. Inside fastball tied up. Hires two strikeouts in the inning. Litchfield goes in order as we go bottom two. Litchfield and North Mac. No score. Timmons back here at North Mac High School for this 2A baseball regional semifinal. Bottom two, Litchfield and North Mac, no score as North Mac sends up Matthew Hendricks, Cade Berkeley, and Caden Brown, 4, 5, and 6 to deal with Carson Sadhoff. Breaking ball ripped into center field on the move. Not going to get it to center fielder Frericks. One hops the fence. Hendricks loses his helmet around second. He is flying towards third. He'll get the stop sign there. A leadoff triple from Matthew Hendricks. Slides in, gets up with a fist pump, and Pointer's teammates to get excited. That ball was smoked into right center field. More center field than right field. Leadoff triple for Hendricks. The winner of this game today will play for the regional championship on Monday against the winner of Staunton and Carthenville. That game going on right now, live coverage on WAOX 105.3 The Ox. Coming up next here on FM 106, about 7, we'll have the broadcast of Hillsborough and Gillespie's baseball regional semifinal. Triple header today on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. That ball popped up a mile high on the infield. Who wants it? The pitcher, Sadhoff, makes the call and the catch right on the line at first base for out number one. That ball was hit sky high by Berkeley. And tomorrow we'll have the 2A softball regional championship. Gillespie takes on Alton Marquette. That game will be at Gordon Moore Park. We'll have live coverage at 10:50 for the 11 o'clock first pitch tomorrow right here on FM 106.1 and streaming at WSMIRadio.com. Here's Caden Brown in from the left side, squaring. He bunts that in the air, and Bud makes the catch in foul territory. So after a leadoff triple, a pop-up on the infield, and a failed bunt attempt that is caught in foul territory by Jacob Bud, and all of a sudden, Litchfield maybe gets out of this. Feels a little bit like the Cardinal ninth inning last night, where they got the first two on, and that bunt went awry, turned in to a double play. Keep it on the high school level. In the Gillespie Southwestern softball game yesterday, the Miners had second and third. Nobody out in the second inning. They wound up not scoring. Situational ball. And it's going to take a two-out hit now from Logan Hamman, the seventh-place hitter. He's hitting .413 on the year. He's driven in 20. Hits from the left side. Big spot early. Sadhoff's first offering hit left side, and that's going to get foul and out of play. Boy, this shortstop, Bryce Hires, he was running a long way to see if he could make a sensational play on that foul ball. He covered a bunch of ground there. Winds up just being strike one on Logan Hamman. A leadoff triple from Hendricks. Cade Berkeley popped out to the pitcher. And then Caden Brown trying to bunt, fouled out to the catcher. Nothing in one, Sadhoff. From the stretch, breaking ball blocked nicely by Jacob Budd. Boy, as a pitcher, you got to have confidence in your catcher to throw that pitch with a runner at third base. And Budd was textbook with the form on that block. Sliding with the pitch. Didn't try to use his glove. Used his body. One ball, one strike. Sadhoff comes set at the belt. The 1-1. Ripped into center field. That is a base hit and an RBI for Logan Hamman. A big two-out RBI base hit for Logan Hamman. And that was roped right up the middle. So they do score the leadoff triple. Situational baseball. That is a huge base hit early for Logan Hamman. Now Andrew Baines will come to the plate. Second baseman for North Mac, hitting .234 on the year, just a sophomore. Stands in from the right side. Sadhoff comes set at the belt. Running is Hamman. Bud's throw is online but late. And a stolen base for Hamman. And North Mac with another runner in scoring position here with two outs. Panthers lost just once this year. The North Mac Panthers, I should say. Got to be careful with that today, don't we? North Mac Panthers, Litchfield Purple Panthers. Here's Sadhoff. Foul back. Baines was trying to spray that to right field there on that outside delivery. And this high fence is useful, keeping those balls in the field of play. Saving the chasers from having to do too much chasing. That makes the freshman on the team happy. Sadhoff's offering upstairs, swing and a miss as Baines goes out of the zone. He is down on strikes and the side is retired. So a leadoff triple comes around to score on the RBI base hit by Logan Hammond. We've completed two innings here in this baseball regional semifinal. North Mac leads Litchfield 1-0. Hendricks' first offering of the third inning fouled away left side by Drake Gasperson. It'll be Gasperson followed by Tate DeBrinnick in the top of the order with Jacob Frericks for Litchfield. North Mac leading 1-0 on a two-out RBI base hit courtesy of Logan Hammond after a leadoff triple by Matt Hendricks. Here's Hendricks offering a curveball fouled the plate off of Gasperson in the box quickly. 0-2. Live high school baseball for you here on your Friday afternoon on WSMI FM 106.1. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. The 0-2 to Gasperson just missed with the fastball outside. 1-2. Good 0-2 pitch there from Matt Hendricks. Hitting from the left side here, Gasperson, just a freshman. Playing right field today, hitting 194 on the year. Hits that on the ground to second. To his right, Baines on to first for the out. So that is a ground out to second. I was going to say eight up and eight down, but the air back in the first inning has kept Hendricks from facing the minimum so far, but he has not allowed a base hit as of yet. That'll bring in freshman Tate DeBrinnick, hitting 286 on the year. In an open stance in that right-handed box, late with the swing on the fastball there, 0-1. Just a few clouds in the sky, but it is not keeping the sun from making an appearance here today. Just gorgeous. Fastball right there, called strike two. And Hendricks has good control, just six walks in 43 and two-thirds innings this year. So if you're Litchfield, you'd be ready to hit today. He's not going to give you free ones. A 1.76 ERA in those 43 and two-thirds innings. The 0-2, over but low, one ball, two strikes. Three strikeouts for Hendricks. See, he deals with the ninth-place hitter, DeBrinnick, hasn't set up 1-2. Breaking ball, didn't break as much as he needed, stays upstairs, 2-2. Staunton-Carthenville Regional Baseball. If you're looking for that ball game, you can find it live right now on 105.3 The Ox, also streaming at WSMIRadio.com. Fouled away right side. DeBrinnick stays up there, battling with two strikes. New baseball out to Hendricks. He strolls back on top of the mound. Hendricks has a sign, winds, fires. There's a good curveball, and DeBrinnick waves at it. He's down on strike. Strikeout number four for Matt Hendricks through the first time of the batting order for Litchfield. That'll bring in the Panther leadoff man, Jacob Frericks, for Litchfield, the senior, hitting 351 for the year. He popped out to short on the game's first pitch. Takes that offering low for ball one. Hillsboro-Gillespie Regional Baseball coming up next here on FM 106. That broadcast about 7 o'clock this evening. That offering slashed foul by Frericks. One ball, one strike. And that caught the top of the high fencing here and kicked it back onto the field to play. If we think about how many baseballs get lost just across a road or in the weeds or whatever the case may be during the natural course of a baseball season. Not going to be a problem here. Offering to Frericks, swings over the top of the breaking ball, and he's in the hole. One ball, two strikes. Hendricks looking for a 1-2-3 frame here. He's retired seven in a row after that first inning error. The 1-2 to Frericks from Hendricks. That is hit on a line into left center field. That is down. It'll be cut off by the left fielder Flowers. And a two-out base hit for Jacob Frericks. Nice piece of hitting there as Frericks went right with the pitch and put it into left center field. That'll bring the sophomore catcher to the plate, Jacob Budd. Home run, three doubles, five RBI on the year, hitting 238. He was a strikeout victim back in the first. He was caught looking. So, see if Litchfield can get a little two-out rally started here. Frericks, the runner over at first. Hammond, the first baseman, will hold and keep him close. Hendricks out of the stretch. First offering, fastball called strike one. Hendricks has a real nice, smooth, easy delivery. As a sign, comes set at the belt. The 0-1 just missed. One ball, one strike. Opportunity here for Litchfield after the two-out base hit by Jacob Frericks. Top of the third inning, North Mac leading 1-0. Hendricks, a deep breath, comes set. Brings it, runner is going, and he picked a good pitch to run on. It was a breaking ball, and Frericks has the bag stolen without a throw. Well, that was the perfect pitch to steal on for Jacob Frericks. By the time the breaking ball was in the mitt of Owen Burley, Frericks was three-quarters of the way there. Great jump, great pitch to run on. He takes his lead now from second. Bud takes that offering upstairs, and it's 3-1. Litchfield has something cooking now. Bryce Hyers waiting on deck. Who wins the battle between Hendricks and Bud? The 3-1. Ripped left field. That's a base hit. Frericks is around third. He's getting the wave. He is going to score on the two-out base hit by Jacob Bud, and we are tied at a run apiece. Back-to-back two-out singles for Litchfield. The stolen base by Frericks plays huge, and we are tied at one. Great job by Litchfield to get something started with two outs. Now Bryce Hyers will look to keep it going. He reached on an error back in the first. Hendricks got Gasperson to bounce out to second to start the inning. Struck out Dobrynek. Then Frericks in the hole 1-2 laced the ball into left center field. And Jacob Budd had a good hitter's count at 3-1. He found his pitch and he didn't miss it. Some new baseballs out to our home plate umpire, Matt Barnard. Brian Wallner making the calls on the bases today. Sun has peaked behind the clouds momentarily here at North Mac. Hendricks a check on the runner, back in safely with the head first dive. It is Jacob Budd. Actually, we're going to get a courtesy runner. That's Cam Frericks over there for the catcher, Budd. So Frericks the courtesy runner. Cam takes his lead at first. Not running. Hyers swinging right through that high fastball. That was up in the eyes of Bryce. That is such an enticing pitch. So hard to lay off. Hyers stands in about the middle of that right-handed box, slightly closed stance. He waits for Hendricks, 0-1 offering. Matt comes set, breaking ball in the dirt. Good take there by Hyers. Hendricks has a real good breaking ball. Quick check on the runner, but Frericks didn't even have a lead off first base. He was standing on the bag when Hendricks gave the throw over. One ball, one strike to Bryce Hyers. Swing and a miss. Challenged him with the fastball. Hit Hendricks and blew it by him. One ball, two strikes. One on, two outs. One run home for Litchfield. Frericks takes his lead over at first. Bud, check that Burley flashes the signs behind the plate. Hendricks has the one he wants. Comes set at the belt. Took too long, and Hyers asks for time and has granted it. Waiting game there, and Bryce said enough of this. Hendricks has the sign again. Comes set, and he's ready for the offering. Just outside, 2-2. That's a good take with two strikes by Bryce Hyers. Top of the third inning here in this baseball regional semifinal. Tied at one, Litchfield in North Mac. Frericks is running and a swing and a miss as Hendricks strikes out Hyers, but not before Litchfield gets one run on two hits as we go bottom three in this baseball regional semifinal. North Mac and Litchfield tied at one. First pitch by Carson Sadhoff here in the bottom of the third inning is low to Owen Burley, the ninth place hitter for North Mac. Burley, just a sophomore, hitting .386, 11 RBI to go with five doubles on the year. 1-1 our score. Upstairs with the fastball, 2-0. Both teams have gotten a base hit with two outs to plate their run. Did it in very different ways. North Mac got a leadoff triple before a two-out base hit. Litchfield had the first two men retired before a two-out single, stolen base, and another single brought home Frericks. For Litchfield's run, there's a called strike into Burley. Two balls, one strike. As Sadhoff, working from the wind, peers in for his sign, has the one he wants. The 2-1, hit on the ground, a dive past the third baseman, Tate Dobrynek, into left field for a leadoff base hit. That was sharply struck, and Dobrynek did all he could do over there at the hot corner. There's always a little adjustment when you're playing on turf. That ball might have bounced up a little higher on turf than it would have on the natural surface. Litchfield played at SHG the first game of the year. That was their only turf game. And it's certainly a nice home field advantage for North Mac, especially here in the early stages of this turf field. They get to play in it all the time. A leadoff single for Burley. He's over at first as the leadoff man, Riley Flowers, bounced out to third, his first plate appearance. Takes ball one upstairs. Flowers hitting .339 for the year, drove in 13, hit three doubles out of that leadoff spot for North Mac. As we approach 5 o'clock here on WUSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carthenville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. That offering misses upstairs. It's 2-0. Staunton at Carthenville Regional Baseball is live right now on 105.3 The Ox. Hillsboro at Gillespie Regional Baseball coming up about 7 o'clock tonight here on FM 106. Fouled back. That one does get over the screen. Clears the school, and into the parking lot it goes. 2-1. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have regional softball championship action for you as Gillespie will take on Alton Marquette at Gordon Moore Park. 11 o'clock first pitch. We'll have live coverage beginning about 10:50 tomorrow morning right here on FM 106, and we will stream it all at WUSMIRadio.com. 1-1 our score here, bottom three, as Sadhoff comes set, brings the 1-1. It's there for a called strike two. It's two balls, two strikes now. Flowers with a head in the count there. Burley singled to lead off the frame. He's over at first. Might actually be his courtesy runner over at first as Flowers chops that off the plate, and it's going to go foul. A smart play by Jacob Budd right there to corral that ball and wait for it to go foul and touch it immediately, because there was no play to be made by Litchfield if that ball's fair. Stays 2-2. Bottom of the third inning. The wind was coming southwest about 8 miles an hour to start the ball game. It's maybe a tick higher than that right now, but very pleasant here today in Verdon. The 2-2 from Sadhoff to Flowers. Lifted right field. Flowers was moving his feet as he made contact with that ball, and it's skied to right field and corralled by Gasperson. First out of the inning. Flowers is now 0 out of 2, and that'll bring in Cole Hatala. Cole bounced out to the second baseman, his first plate appearance. So he will hit from the left side. Chris Hatala flashing the signs down there at third base. It's Cole. Stands in that left-hand box. I'd say digs in, but you don't really dig in when you're playing on turf, do you? Just kind of settle in. Squaring, pulling back, taking ball one, and oh, a check on the runner at first. And if Bud could have got a little more on that throw, they had the runner picked off. He did not react back towards the bag after that offering home. Really lucky he wasn't out. Sadhoff checks the runner, another check. The pickoff throw gets past Stewart over at first to right fielder Gasperson backing up, and now Burley is caught in no man's land as he was late to react. He got about 20 feet towards second, but Gasperson was there, going to throw him out. He stopped and was able to scamper back to the first base bag. An eventful couple of moments over there at first base for Owen Burley. He better be careful. Sadhoff brings the offering upstairs as Hatala was squaring again, pulled back again to take ball two. So Hatala, good hitter's count here. Two balls, no strikes. One on, one out. 1-1 our score, bottom three. Sadhoff's offering. Swearing Hatala bunts it in the air. A dive for Dobrynek in foul territory. Can't get it just off the tip of his glove. What a great effort play from Tate Dobrynek. And there was a loose baseball on the field, and Dobrynek almost dove right on top of that baseball. That wouldn't have been good. That's a great, great effort play from Tate Dobrynek. Well, if he would have caught that ball, you would have seen maximum frustration from Cole Hatala. Two balls, one strike, as the sun pops back out. And the way the sun faces, or the way the field faces, the sun is right behind home plate. So it's not a problem for the hitter. But boy, if you're an outfielder today, sunglasses or eye black are required. Upstairs, 3-1. Top flight facility here at North Mac. You won't find any better. The 3-1 popped up, and that's going to get out of play. Off the roof of the school behind us. Three balls, two strikes on Cole Hatala. Cannon Kirk waiting on deck with one out here in the bottom half of the third inning. Third baseman Dobrynek even with the bag. First baseman Stewart holding the runner. Lifted into center field. Jacob Frerichs moves back a few steps, settles under it, and hauls it in for out number two. Hit well by Hatala, but to the biggest part of the ballpark. Now to bring in Cannon Kirk. Now we're going to get a courtesy runner for Burley. That'll be Zane Hogan. So with two outs, Burley will go get his catching gear on. He's lucky he's walking off the field for a courtesy runner and not having gotten picked off. It was close a couple different times. So a leadoff single by Burley, still over at first base now with two outs. Flowers flied to right. Hatala flied out to center. And now Cannon Kirk will bat for North Mac. He hit a soft liner to the first baseman, Stewart. That ended the first inning for North Mac. Hitting 400 on the year with 15 driven in. He stands in with a powerful-looking stance in that right-handed box and takes a nice breaking ball for a called strike one. He was geared up for the fastball. Sadahoff must have sensed it. He started him with the breaking ball. Carson checks the runner at first, gets his sign, comes set at the belt. The 0-1, another breaking ball. Kirk lifts this one into right field. Gasperson is there and makes the catch. So a leadoff base hit is stranded at first. We've completed three innings here in this regional semifinal. North Mac and Litchfield tied at one. We go top four, tied at one. Litchfield and North Mac as Matt Hendricks starts Blaine Stewart off with a filthy curveball. That's how the top of the fourth gets underway. 4-5 and 6 for Litchfield. Blaine Stewart, Carson Sadhoff, and Drew Hartzell. That's Hendricks. Pumps in strike two with a nice fastball there. Quickly 0-2 on Blaine Stewart. Blaine bounced out to third, his first plate appearance. Hitting 303 on the year entering today. The 0-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out with the high fastball. Sixth strikeout for Hendricks. Both runs today have been scored with two outs. Litchfield did a great job after the first two were retired that last half inning. A two-out base hit from Frerichs, stole second, scored on the RBI base hit from Jacob Butt. That misses upstairs for ball one. North Mac got their run after Matt Hendricks led off the second inning with a triple, and then it took a two-out base hit to score him by Logan Hammond. Fouled straight back off the screen by Sadhoff. One ball, one strike. Carson was a strikeout victim, his first plate appearance. He's done a nice job through three innings on the mound, limiting the North Mac offense. Hendricks has his sign, winds, fires in the dirt for ball two, or in the turf dirt, I guess. Hey, Mom likes the turf. Don't got to get the dirt stains out or the grass stains. There's a swing and a miss late on the fastball. Was set off. Hendricks winds, fires, breaking ball, hit foul past third. Connor White does a nice gymnastics routine to get out of the way of that one. Nice crowd on hand here today, folks. Lined all over this beautiful ballpark. And one of the great scenes for me is seeing the young kids play and catch down the right field line. I missed that in basketball, not seeing them run around the floor after the ball games. There's a swing and a miss. Sadahoff went out of the zone. He's down on strikes, back-to-back strikeouts here in the fourth inning. But that was the strangest thing to me during the basketball season was after the game was over, just how the gym was quiet and empty. There was no kids down there running sprints, shooting layups. Missed it. So it's good to see him out here today on this gorgeous day playing catch. There's a called strike to Drew Hartzell. We were 85 degrees that first pitch. There's a nice curveball in for a called strike, too, and it hasn't gone or changed that much since our first pitch. Sun has been out the entire time, and it is still 85 degrees as that misses upstairs 1-2 on Drew Hartzell. Drew grounded out to the third baseman back in the second. He's 0-1. That's with the bases clear and two outs. Takes a fastball for a called strike three, and Hendricks strikes out the side as we go bottom four in this regional baseball semifinal. Top-seeded North Mac, 1. Ninth-seeded Litchfield, 1. North Mac and Litchfield tied at 1 as we go bottom four. The winner of this game plays for the regional championship on Monday against the winner of Carthenville and Staunton. You can hear that game live right now on 105.3 The Ox, and it is all Bulldogs. They've hit three home runs. They lead Carthenville 11-0 in the second inning due to the Staunton Bulldogs. That game again live right now on 105.3 The Ox. As Sadhoff starts off this bottom half of the fourth inning with a called strike to Matt Hendricks. Hendricks, Berkeley, Brown, 4, 5, and 6 for North Mac. The one-strike pitch, fastball right there, called strike two. Just a clean-looking uniform for North Mac. I like a lot of the kids rocking the high pants with the classic stirrup look. Don't see a lot of that anymore in baseball. The 0-2 in the dirt, bounced in front of the plate, blocked nicely there by Jacob Budd. So Staunton in control at Carthenville, up 11-0 in the second inning. That's a 4-5 game. Top-seeded North Mac in the dogfight right now. 1-1 our score as we play baseball in the bottom of the fourth. Sadhoff brings the breaking ball home, and keeping his hands back is Hendricks. He drills that out in the left center field. Frericks cuts it off, but Hendricks is chugging into second. He was slide head first, safe. Lead-off double for Hendricks. He had a leadoff triple in the second inning that eventually plated a run, courtesy of a two-out base hit by Logan Hammond. So Hendricks is doing it all today, isn't he? Dominating on the mound, has a triple and a double, and the only run scored for North Mac. From the left side, Cade Berkeley stands in. He popped out to the pitcher back in that second inning with a runner at third and nobody out. He takes ball one upstairs. Berkeley popped out to the pitcher, then Caden Brown trying to bunt, fouled out to the catcher. And then Hammond delivered the two-out base hit. 1-1 our score, bottom four. Berkeley ahead in the count, 1-0. Sadhoff checks the runner, brings it home. Rip! That is past the first baseman, Stewart, into right. Gasperson comes up throwing. Hendricks to the plate, and he is saved! RBI base hit, Cade Berkeley. Thought there was going to be a play for a moment, but Hendricks, he just turned on the jets and slides in safe. Boy, he's got a little flair to his game, too. Fun to watch. 2-1 North Mac here in the bottom of the fourth. Thank you, Matthew Hendricks, again. Leadoff triple in the second, he scored. Leadoff double in the fourth, he scored. But they did it a lot quicker this time. Check on the runner. Ball gets away from Stewart, and moving up to second on the play is Cade Berkeley. They were going to call interference anyway as the throw was back towards the field of play. Stewart had a dive, landed on top of the runner, so he was getting second no matter what. So a leadoff double followed by an RBI base hit. Now Berkeley is in scoring position with nobody out. Caden Brown standing in from the left side. 302 hitter on the year with 19 driven in. Wears just one batting glove, slightly closed stance, takes that offering upstairs. big spot in this game right now. That's a big run out there at second base for North Mac. Leading 2-1, bottom four. Fedoff has his sign, headed home. Right there, fastball called strike. The second baseman hires Chase, and the shortstop hires Bryce, trying to keep the runner close out there at second. A lot of hitting room on the right side of that infield. For the left-handed hitter, Caden Berkeley. That ball's hit on the ground to short, and Brown will be safe. Berkeley will stay put at second. That'll be an infield base hit. Wasn't hit sharply by any stretch, but Bryce Hires was shaded a little bit towards the second base bag, trying to keep the runner close. And that ball wound up with the rate it was hit. Just not enough speed for Bryce Hires to make a play. So runners at first and second. That's three straight hits to start the home half of the fourth. Here's Logan Hammond. He was the hero in the second inning. After a leadoff triple was still at third with two outs, Hammond was able to deliver an RBI base hit. He comes up in another big spot now. Two on, nobody out. Pops it up, first ball swinging. That is going to be played by the right fielder, Gasperson. And no advancement by the runners. Boy, that ball was hit sky high. Just missing it was Logan Hammond. First out of the inning. Big first out for Carson Sadahoff. So now 8 and 9 coming up, Andrew Baines and Owen Burley. Baines was a strikeout victim back in the second. He's 0 out of 1. 2-1, North Mac with the lead. RBI base hit this inning by Cade Berkeley. He's the runner out at second. Caden Brown followed with an infield base hit. He's the runner over at first. Andrew Baines squares, pulls back, double steal. And everybody's safe. The third baseman, Dobrynek, he was charging for the bunt, so there was no one covering the third base bag. Bud unleashed a throw down to third, and the shortstop Hires, backing the play up, fielded the ball on a bounce with a slide behind the third base bag. So the double steal, second and third now for North Mac. A base hit will score two. Baines ahead in the count, one ball. No strikes. Squaring. Bunts it in the air. Sadhoff with a leap makes the catch, and he has no play at third. As off the bag a good ways was Berkeley, but with Litchfield playing the bunt defense here, they had no one at the bag. That's the second time today that North Mac has popped a bunt in the air and had no advancement. Big second out. Now it's Owen Burley. Runners at second and third. Early singled his first plate appearance back in that third inning. Takes ball one upstairs. Boy, if Sadahoff could get out of this with just the one run, he will have done some outstanding work. Comes set. Two on, two out. 2-1 North Mac. Lifted left field. Drew Hartzell on the move into foul territory. It's over his head, and it is a fair ball right on the line. Two runs will score. A huge double for Owen Burley. Boy, it looked like Hartzell might have had a beat on that, but he just kept drifting towards the line and then back towards the wall, and it got over his head for a two-run double. Burley will get lifted for a courtesy runner. He'll get a high five from Chris Natale as he comes off the field. Have yourself a day, Owen Burley. He's 2 for 2 with 2 RBI, and that was a big base hit, making it 4-1 North Mac, a 3-run fourth inning. Top of the order now for Riley Flowers. Panthers now with a chance to really blow it open here. Flowers 0-for-2 today. He's grounded up to third and flied to right. Takes a breaking ball upstairs for ball one. This North Mac team, they just keep coming at you. 1-9, no easy outs. The 1-0. Fastball outside, 2-0 to the North Mac leadoff man, Riley Flowers. Just a junior, hit .339 on the year. Cole Hatala waiting on deck. Sadhoff peering in for his sign. swatting away some bugs in front of his face with his glove at the moment. Now he's set. Comes to the belt. The 2-0 from Sethoff. Two Flowers headed home. Ripped on the ground. The shortstop hires Hazit, moving to his left on to first for the out. And the side is retired, but the damage has been done. A leadoff double by Hendricks. RBI base hit by Berkeley. Infield base hit for Caden Brown. Two-run double courtesy of Owen Burley. A three-run fourth inning. As we go top five, North Mac leads Litchfield 4-1. Tim Eyes back here on the Verdon campus of North Mac High at the beautiful turf baseball facility here for the North Mac Panthers as they lead 4-1 over Litchfield. North Mac, the top seed in their part of the sectional. Litchfield, the 9 seed. They beat Auburn in the quarterfinals Wednesday 5-3 to advance into this semifinal contest. North Mac just scored 3 in the 4th, a 4-1 lead as Hendricks pumps in strike 1 to Chase Hires. 7-8-9 for Litchfield. Hires, Drake Gasperson, and Tate DeBrinick. Breaking ball, fouled back. Nothing in 2. Hendricks on the day has walked no one, struck out 8, and allowed just 2 hits. Both of those coming with 2 outs in the 3rd. That's how Litchfield got their run. 2-out base hit from Jacob Budd. Big 2-out hit for North Mac in that last half inning by their catcher, Owen Burley. 2-run double down the left field line. Strike 3 called as Hires could not pull the trigger. And that is 5 strikeouts in a row for Matt Hendricks. 9 on the day. The last 2 have been looking. I'm going to bring in Drake Gasperson. First ball swinging on the ground to short. Hatala has it. Low throw. Picked out over there by Haman. And Gasperson is retired 6-3. Nice backhanded pick there by Logan Haman. Now to bring in the ninth place hitter, Tate DeBrinick. He's 0-1, a strikeout victim back in the 3rd. Boy, Hendricks is working quickly, pumping strikes. That just misses outside ball 1. When Hendricks misses, he don't miss by much. He is all over that plate. The 1-0. Hit on a line that is over the first baseman, just inside the right field line and into the corner. DeBrinick will stop at first with a 2-out base hit. Nice job by Kate Berkeley getting over to that line quickly to cut it off. So that's how Litchfield got their run in the 2nd. First 2 men were retired, then a 2-out base hit. We'll see if it repeats itself here in the 5th. Top of the order as Jacob Ferrix will step in. He's 1 out of 2. He started that rally back in the 3rd. He'll try to keep the rally going here in the 5th. Hendricks' first offering, breaking ball, lifted in the air, left field. Who wants it? The shortstop, Atala, is out backpedaling, and he makes the catch in short left field, and the side is retired. So one hit, one left. As we go bottom 5 here in the baseball regional semifinal at North Mac High School, North Mac leads Litchfield 4-1. New pitcher for Litchfield here as we head to the bottom of the 5th inning. It is Drake Gasperson, the lefty on the mound now for Litchfield as he came out of right field, and I did not see who made their way out to right field for the Litchfield Purple Panthers. Looks like the rest of the defense has remained the same. So Connor Sadoff, he did a nice job today. He really pitched a good ball game dealing with this powerful North Mac lineup. Gives up 4 runs on 7 hits. First offering from Gasperson inside to Cole Hatala. Southpaw winds, fires, upstairs, ball 2. Our score, North Mac with the lead, batting here in the home half of the 5th inning. Gasperson's 2-0 outside, 3-0. It's just been a beautiful day from the outset here in Verdon. The sun has been out in its glorious fashion here all afternoon long. There's a 3-0 pitch in for a called strike. Coming to you live here on this Friday afternoon on WUSMI FM 106. Stay tuned. Hillsborough at Gillespie, that broadcast next here on WUSMI. That pitch is low and a walk to Cole Hatala. Staunton and Carlinville, they are in a slugfest right now. I think it's 11-6 after Staunton had built an 11-0 lead. The Cavaliers trying to fight back. That game is live right now on 105.3 The Ox, and the winner of that game will play the winner of our game on Monday for the regional championship. Here's Cannon Kirk. He takes a fastball for a called strike one. And Gabe Osborne just told me it's 11-8 now. Another home run for Carlinville. And that's like five or six total home runs in that ballgame. Wild and Woolley outside 1-1. Got a light breeze blowing here today, about 8 to 10 miles an hour. Hasn't been enough to have any effect on our ball game. Inside, drilled. Cannon Kirk hit right on the hip. Oh, he never had a chance to get out of the way of that. So a walk and a hit batter. And Cannon's thinking, oh, man, there's better ways to get on base than that. Right off the hip. He might feel that one a little bit tomorrow. Although he's a senior in high school, so he might not even feel it by the time this half inning's over. Here's Matt Hendricks. He's been a beast today. Triple run scored in the second. Double run scored in the fourth. Both leading off the innings. Now he's bunting right back to the pitcher. Gasperson, his place to first out there. Both runners move up. How about Matthew Hendricks? He's pitching the gem of a game on the mound. He's held Litchfield to one run on just two hits and struck out nine. At the plate, a triple, a double, and now a sacrifice bunt. That is just a team baseball player right there. That is a great job by Matt Hendricks. That'll bring in Cade Berkeley. He'll bat with one out. Runners at second and third. Hits it on the ground. Foul pass first. Berkeley hitting 286 for the year. Six doubles, 10 RBI. Had an RBI base hit back in the fourth. That scored Hendricks after his leadoff double. Berkeley would come around to score on Owen Burley's two-run double. And that was all part of that three-run fourth inning. 4-1 North Mac, bottom five. Gasperson's pitch behind the batter, Berkeley, and with a head-first slide, Hatala is safe at the plate. Now, always fun to slide, even if you don't get to get dirty with the turf. So Atala walked to lead off the inning, advanced to second when Cannon Kirk was hit by a pitch, was sacrificed over to third, scores on a wild pitch. That pitch went behind the batter, Cade Berkeley. Little excuse me swing right there, just got a piece back to the screen, one and two, and that's frustrating as a hitter. You feel like you got cheated. So runner over at third now, still just one down. One run home in the frame. It's 5-1 North Mac. The lefty Gasperson. Breaking ball hits Berkeley. Second hit batter of the inning. And I guarantee you that hit by pitch did not hurt nearly like the one that Cannon Kirk took. That was a fastball off his hip. Berkeley, that's how you want to get hit. If you're going to get hit, just a little breaking ball, more of a glancing blow. And that's going to be it for Drake Gasperson as Connor White going to the pen. We will take a break. We'll come back, tell you about the new Litchfield pitcher following these messages. Litchfield down 5-1 here against North Mac in the bottom of the fifth. Jacob Budd is the new Litchfield pitcher. He came in from center field. Carson Sadahoff had gone from the pitching mound to behind the plate. He's still there. Drake Gasperson went from the pitching mound back out to right field, and that put Jacob Frericks back into center. So Drake Gasperson faced four batters, hit two, walked one, got one out on a sacrifice bunt. Here's Caden Brown for North Mac. He takes a called strike, a check on the runner down at third, safe. Nice throw in there by Sadahoff. Good thing Kirk was alert down there. Now on the play, Berkeley stole second. So you like the thinking of Sadahoff there. Give the bag to second, and maybe the runner at third will get a little lackadaisical. Cannon Kirk did not. The one-strike pitch for Bud Bunting. That is up the third baseline. Litchfield has to let it go foul, and they didn't do it in time. That's a fair ball. Dobrynek touched it like he thought it was in foul territory, but it was in fair territory. Run scores. Everybody is safe. Boy, that's one of those plays. Just let it roll a little bit longer because there wasn't going to be a play at first base. And Dobrynek came up and played that ball like he was trying to touch it as soon as it went foul, but he touched it when it was still fair. So now Logan Hammond will bat. He's one out of two today. He drove in the game's first run. It's 6-1 North Mac. And getting a little bit out of hand here for Litchfield, especially the way Matt Hendricks has been throwing the baseball. Bud, from the stretch, checks the runner at first, is offering to Hammond right at the kneecaps for a called strike. The runner, Brown, he takes second without a throw. And it seems like North Mac has had runners at second and third the entire inning. They've just been replacing each other out there at second and third. Here's Bud's offering, popped up and out of play. Nothing and two on Logan Hammond. Bud, just a sophomore. This Litchfield team is young now. They got a lot of freshmen, a lot of sophomores playing a lot of innings this year. 6-1, North Mac leading. They got three in the fourth, two more here in the fifth, still just one out. Popped up, and that is going to get out of play. Crowd just keeps getting bigger here on this beautiful day in Verdon. The sun is out and spirits are high. Great day to watch some ball. Don't care where you're at in the state today. It is nice. Staunton-Carthenville is live right now on 105.3 The Ox. And that game has the feel of a Wrigley Field game where the wind is blowing out. Ball just flying out of Carthenville today. I think it's 11-8. They're only in like the third inning there. Live right now on The Ox. The winner of that game gets the winner of this game on Monday for the regional championship. Swing and a miss as Bud blows it by Hammond for a big out number two. It's a high fastball in the outer half of the plate, and Hammond couldn't catch up. That will bring in Andrew Baines, second baseman for North Mac. 0 for 2 today, has struck out and popped out to the pitcher. That wasn't a bunt attempt. Breaking ball. Inside, ball one, almost clipped Baines. We've been two hit batters and a walk in this inning. And the walk and one of the hit batters have come around to score. Swing and a miss late on the fastball there was Baines. Bud readjusts the baseball cap. A lot of hair sticking out of that white cap for Litchfield. Working from the windup here, has his sign. Brings it home. Fisted slowly to the right side. The first baseman, Stewart, a long way from the bag. Bud covering, and he gets there in time. And they cut down Andrew Baines. That will go 3-1. A good job by Bud to get over and cover first base. Two more runs for North Mac. We've completed five innings here in this 2A baseball regional semifinal. Top-seeded North Mac leading ninth-seeded Litchfield, 6-1. Tim Eyes back here in Verdon at North Mac High School for this regional semifinal. North Mac leading Litchfield 6-1. North Mac got a run in the second, three in the fourth, two more in the fifth as they lead 6-1 heading top six. And Matthew Hendricks has been sensational here today. He's allowed one run on two hits, all that coming in the third inning. He struck out nine and walked none. He will deal with Bud, Hires, and Stewart, 2, 3, and 4 for Litchfield here in the top half of the sixth inning. We'll have Hillsboro and Gillespie Regional Baseball coming up next here on FM 106. Staunton at Carthenville again live right now on 105.3 The Ox as Hendricks' fastball misses a little bit low to Bud, and that's how the top of the sixth starts. Gillespie and Marquette softball sectional championship or regional championship tomorrow, 10:50 with the pregame on FM 106. Bud drives that out into left center field. That plugs the gap. One hops off the fence. And Jacob Bud has a leadoff double for Litchfield. Hardest hit ball today for the Purple Panthers. And then coming up on Monday, at least a doubleheader of regional championship play, potentially a tripleheader of regional championship action on Monday. We'll have a game live on FM 106. We'll have a game live on AM 1540, FM 106.9, and 92.9 coming up on Monday. Regional Championship Monday. There's a courtesy runner issue for Litchfield as they were getting the courtesy runner for Bud, but they were using I'm not sure exactly. Using the same guy maybe that they had used prior. I thought it was just the last recorded out, but I guess not. So they'll get the new courtesy runner out there. Looks like that's going to be Chase Hires. Yeah, it can't be Hires out there. I got to get a better look at that number. Here's Bryce Hires standing in the right-handed box. Hendricks' first offering over but low for ball one. Well, Litchfield's going to make their move. The time is now. Heart of the order at the plate. You're down five. Leadoff double. Hendricks checks the runner. Hasn't been out of the stretch much today. Actually, we might have a new North Mac pitcher as I say that. And Cannon Kirk is on the mound now for North Mac. He pumps in a strike right there. Two balls, one strike. So Matt Hendricks was sensational here today in his five innings of work. One run on two hits. As Kirk comes set in the dirt, blocked nicely back there by Burley. Three balls, one strike. Hendricks has moved over to third. Two balls, two strikes. Headed home. Hit right back up the box. Pass Kirk into center field. Bud is around third. He gets the wave. Going to have a play at the plate. He is safe. The ball was dropped by Burley. He would have been out at the plate. That was the courtesy runner, Logan Schmitz. The throw was right on the money, but the ball was not squeezed by Burley. RBI base hit for Bryce Hires. Just a good baseball play all the way around there for North Mac and Litchfield both. Burley, check that, Schmitz was going to be out by several feet at the plate as Burley had come up the third base line. He might have tried to catch and tag all at the same time. Jordan Harris is going to pinch hit here for Blaine Stewart. Sixth inning, 6-2 our score. Just one out. Runner at second base. That's Hires. He took second on the throw. First offering to Jordan Harris is low for ball one. Bryce Hires takes his lead out at second. Jordan Harris. Oh, they've got Hires picked off second, and he is out. Oh, you can't have that happen if you're Litchfield. That is the first out of the inning as Hires was getting a big lead at second, and he started to go, and then just wheeling around was Kirk, and he was out by a mile. So now Harris bats with one out. 6-2 ball game, and that changes the outlook of the inning. That stays upstairs, 2-2 to Jordan Harris. Big, big play. Boy, when you're down four runs in the sixth, you can't lose anybody on the bases. That ball slashed over the Litchfield dugout down the first baseline. New baseball out to Cannon Kirk in relief of Matt Hendricks. Cannon peers in for a sign, shaking off a couple times. Now he has the one he wants. Winds and fires. Fastball called, strike right there. That evens it up. Two balls, two strikes. Jacob Budd doubled to start the inning. He scored on Bryce Hires' single, and Hires got picked off second base for the first out of the inning. Jordan Harris pinch hitting for Blaine Stewart. Harris, the senior, swing and a miss. Late on the fastball. Two outs in the inning. Going to bring in Carson Sadahoff. Just a freshman. I tell you what, he's a nice-looking ball player for just a freshman. Was good on the mound today. We've seen him behind the plate. And at the plate today, he is 0 out of 2. Couple of strikeouts. Big, strong-looking athlete, though. That's over but low for ball one. Hillsborough and Gillespie Regional Baseball coming up next here on FM 106. Sean Balint will have the call there. Staunton Carthenville is live right now on 105.3 The Ox as Kirk pumps in strike one to Sadahoff. One run home, bases clear, two outs now in the Litchfield half of the sixth inning. Cannon Kirk winds, fires, breaking ball, swing and a miss. Nice pitch there from Cannon Kirk. He had Carson way out on his front foot. One ball, two strikes. No one on, two out. A four-run North Mac lead. Breaking ball, strike, three called. Sadahoff is frozen. He has struck out for the third time today. As we go bottom six, North Mac leading Litchfield 6-2. Tim Eyes back here on the Verdon campus of North Mac High. Gabe Osborne back in our WSMI studios producing this action here on FM 106.1 and online at WSMIRadio.com. North Mac leading Litchfield 6-2 in this regional semifinal as we go bottom six. Staunton Carthenville in their regional semifinal, 11-8 the score there. The Bulldogs leading live right now on 105.3 The Ox. Later tonight, Hillsborough at Gillespie Regional Baseball. We'll have that broadcast about 7 this evening here on FM 106.1. Jacob Budd back for his second inning of work, and he blows the fastball right past the bat that time of Owen Burley. Budd winds, fires, breaking ball, inside corner, called strike two. Cardinal baseball for you tonight, hosting the Red Lakes, 620 with the pregame, AM 1540, FM 106.9 and 92.9. Outside, one ball, two strikes on Burley. He's had a nice day, Owen Burley. A single in the third, and then a two-run double in the fourth. And that was a big two-run double. It was a 2-1 ball game at that point in time. And with two outs, he was able to find pay dirt down the left field line. The 1-2 bounces in front of the plate, 2-2. The winner of this game gets the winner of Staunton and Carthenville for the regional championship on Monday. And no matter who's playing or where it's at, we'll have it for you live here on FM 106.1. Fouled straight back. Good cut there by Owen Burley. Well, your ninth place hitter is taking in bats like this. That really speaks to the depth of your lineup. No break when you're facing this North Mac squad. They just keep coming at you. Quality at bat after quality at bat. The 1-2. Strike three called. Burley couldn't pull the trigger on the fastball low and outside. He's been catching all day, so he might be thinking, that's interesting. 6-2, North Mac leading bottom six, one out. Top of the order now for North Mac. It'll be Riley Flowers and then Cole Hatala, if anybody can reach Cannon Kirk. Riley's 0 for 3 today. First ball swinging, skies it right field. Over is Berkeley. Nope, check that. Over is Gasperson making the catch right on the right field line, and Flowers is retired on one pitch. Two quick outs for Budd here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. North Mac three defensive outs away from hosting a regional championship game on Monday. Upstairs, ball one to Cole Hatala. That'll be a 4:30 game Monday. We'll have live coverage about 4:15. The one ball pitch, called strike outside corner, 1-1. Hatala today, 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. Grounded to the third and the first, fly to center in the third, walked and scored back in the fifth. Takes that low, ball two. Batting with the bases clear and two outs here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Bud's offering over but low, 3-1. Kirk waiting on deck if Atala can extend the inning. Chokes up ever so slightly. Hitting from the left side, the 3-1. Hit on the ground to second. Chase Hyers booted it, and Hatala slides into first safely. Cole likes the slide. That'll be E4. That was a routine chopper to second base, and Chase Hires just couldn't handle it cleanly. That'll get Cannon Kirk to the plate. He's 0 out of 2 today, lined out to first, flew out to right, was hit by a pitch, and scored a run back in the fifth. The senior stands all the way in the back of that right-handed box. Takes a fastball right there for a called strike one. Jacob Budd trying to put up a zero here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Get Litchfield back in the dugout. Over but low, ball one. Evens it up, one ball, one strike. Matthew Hendricks is waiting on deck, and he has had himself a day with a triple, a double, and a sacrifice bunt to go with dominating work on the mound. There's a called strike outside corner, one and two. That gets Cannon Kirk out of the box, bending over, restrapping his batting gloves. One ball, two strikes, one on, two out. The runner is going. Kirk is swinging, lifts it to left field, turns the left fielder around. He can't get it. It's over Hartzell's head, and one hops over the fence for a ground rule double, and that's going to cost North Mac a run. Hatala would have scored. So a double for Cannon Kirk. When he was out on his front foot just a little bit, was able to keep those hands back, though, and drive it out to left field. We've seen Hartzell get turned around a couple times out there today. That'll get Matthew Hendricks to the plate. This is the last kid Litchfield wanted to see up. Stung a triple in the second. Stung a double in the fourth. And gave himself up with a sack bunt in the fifth. He will not be bunting here. Two on, two out. Over but low for ball one. Bud back on top of the hill here. Looks into the dugout for some instruction from Connor White. Comes set at the belt. That is fouled down the right field line. Out of play. New baseball out to Bud. Cannon Kirk will be on the mound for North Mac when they go back out for the top of the seventh as they try to lock down this victory and get a date into the regional championship on Monday. Matthew Hendricks, one ball, one strike, as Bud's offering is outside, ball two. Cannon Kirk just doubled. He's out at second. The runner over at third is Atala. He reached on an error. Remember, that should have been an inning-ending ground out. Should have been a 1-2-3 frame. The error by the second baseman has extended it. Now North Mac looking to capitalize. That ball scoots away from Sadahoff. Here comes Atala to the plate. Safe. As Sadahoff had trouble getting that baseball, it might have been wedged underneath the padding in the backstop. So Atala, who reached on an error, comes around to score the seventh North Mac run. The pitch was ball three to Matt Hendricks. He'll be locked and loaded here on a 3-1 count. Up 7-2 in the bottom of the sixth. Takes ball four inside. So that will get Cade Berkeley to the plate. The junior right fielder is 1-for-2 today. Popped out to the pitcher. RBI single in the fourth and hit by a pitch back in the fifth. 7-2, North Mac leading. It's a fastball called strike outside corners. The runner Hendricks takes second without a throw. This game was tied at 1 after 3. North Mac got a 3 spot in the fourth, 2 more in the fifth. They've added another here in the sixth after Litchfield had gotten a run in the top half of the sixth inning. That is in the dirt to the screen, and here comes Hendricks. Check that, Kirk crossing the plate. Hendricks up to third. So 2 runs this inning have scored on wild pitches. That makes it 8-2. North Mac looking for victory number 19 in 20 tries this year. They are 18 and one. There's a called strike, fastball outside corner. And Cade Berkeley in the hole, one ball, two strikes. Matthew Hendricks getting a monstrous lead down there at third base, just trying to distract the pitcher any way he can. His butt is working from the windup, so Hendricks able to get that big lead off the third base bag. The 1-2, fouled left side. Hits the high netting. It'll be corralled by the North Mac on deck man, Caden Brown. He tosses it back out to Jacob Budd. Hillsboro Gillespie Regional Baseball coming up next here on FM 106. Staunton Carletonville live right now on 105.3. The Ox hit hard to second. Chase Hires gobbles this one up onto first for the out, and the side is retired, but not before North Mac plates a couple more runs and air kept the inning alive. Two-run score on wild pitches. And as we go bottom six, North Mac 8, Litchfield 2, the Panthers of North Mac 3 outs away from a date in the regional championship on Monday. First ball swinging here in the top of the seventh inning, and that is a base hit for the pinch hitter. Hayden Brown cracked it into right field, and they tried to throw him out at first base, but the ball got away. So Hayden Brown aboard with a clean base hit here to start the seventh inning for Litchfield. And they are down to it. They're down 6, 3 outs to play with. Here's Chase Hires. He's 0 out of 2 today. Brown was hitting for Drew Hartzell in the 6 hole. So here's Hires out of the 7 spot. Swings and misses there. Staunton has now moved ahead 14-8, bottom of the 4th inning. That game live on 105.3 The Ox. The winner of Staunton-Carletonville gets the winner here of North Mac and Litchfield, looking ever more like it will be top-seeded North Mac. They're up by 6, top of the 7th inning. Cannon Kirk has the sun really shining now. Popped up. Is there going to be a play for the first baseman, Hammond? He's over to give it a look, and nope, runs out of real estate. One ball, two strikes on Chase Hires. No batting gloves for Chase. Stands in that right-handed box in that purple Litchfield jersey. The senior waits for the 1-2 from Cannon Kirk. That is lifted right side slicing, and that's going to get foul over the fence and out of play. New baseball out to Cannon Kirk. Here on WSMI FM, Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carletonville, and Greenville, your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois. Hope you've enjoyed our live coverage this afternoon here from the Verdon campus of North Mac High. Welcome everyone listening to the live stream at WSMIRadio.com through our friends at Network One Sports. Stay tuned. More regional baseball coming up. Hillsboro at Gillespie, that broadcast next here on FM 106, probably around 7 o'clock with that broadcast time. And Staunton is at Carletonville. That game is live right now on 105.3 The Ox. That game's far from over. Ball flying out of there at Carletonville today. Cavs going to try to come all the way back. They were down 11-0 in that game. New baseball out to Cannon Kirk. There was some housekeeping going on over there with the home plate umpire and Chris Atala. The home plate umpire went into his scorecard and was making some notations. Didn't see any actual changes. Hammond holding the runner over at first. Kirk has his sign, brings it home. Hit on the ground softly to the second baseman, Bain. Second out, first, high throw, safe. Pulled Hammond off the bag. Good throw, would have been two. So Hayden Brown is out at second. Hires is aboard on the fielder's choice. That went 4-6. Hammond did everything he could try to stay on that bag. Now Ryan Bauer will pinch hit for Litchfield. Ryan's a junior. He's hitting for Drake Gasperson. Gasperson went 0 for 2 today. As Bauer will bat with one out here in the top of the seventh. Two outs left in the Litchfield season, unless they can find a way for a 6-run rally. Kirk checks the runner at first, has his sign, brings it home to Bauer. Just missed. Big crowd on hand here today, taking in baseball on a gorgeous day. Been about 85 all game long. Upstairs, 2-0. Just enough of a breeze to make it real pleasant. The 2-0 fouled at the plate. Just getting a piece was Bauer. Tate DeBrinnick waiting on deck for Litchfield. If they can extend the inning to get to the top of the order, and Jacob Frericks. We are tied at one after the third, three in the fourth, two in the fifth, two more in the sixth for North Mac as they lead Litchfield 8-2. Kirk comes set, checks the runner, short lead over there at first, fouled straight back, two balls, two strikes to Ryan Bauer. See if he can go into battle mode here against Cannon Kirk. Cardinal baseball, 620 tonight, hosting the Reds, AM 1540, 106.9 and 92.9 FM. Here's the 2-2. Breaking ball, swinging a miss, struck him out. Two out in the inning, and North Mac one out away from advancing to the regional championship on Monday. It's a game we'll have live on FM 106. And Chris Atala making the slow walk out towards the mound. We're going to have a pitching change with two outs here in the seventh. We will step aside. We'll tell you about the new North Mac pitcher when we come back following these messages on WSMI. Cole Hatala, the new North Mac pitcher, his first offering fouled out of play right side by Tate DeBrinnick. So Cannon Kirk went to shortstop. Hatala in from short onto the mound. Just needs one out to secure the victory. 8-2 North Mac out in front. The one strike breaking ball stays upstairs 1-1. Leadoff man Jacob Frericks waiting on deck if DeBrinnick can extend it some way, somehow. Tyler peers in for his sign. Has the one he wants. Comes to the high set position. Now his check on the runner at first. Back in safely. Hammond just taking his time there. Almost trying the old hidden ball trick. Why not? Up 8-2 in the seventh. See if you can catch him sleeping over there. Well, that'd be a sad way for your season to end. It'd be like Colton Wong style. There's a fastball right there called strike two, and Litchfield is down to their final strike here in 2021. A young Litchfield team beat Auburn in the regional quarterfinal to get this date with North Mac today. They've battled tough. The 1-2. Atala has his sign. Breaking ball. DeBrinnick able to check that swing. Gets to the backstop, and the runner will move up to second on the play. He went for the appeal. They said he did not go. I don't think he did. Two balls, two strikes. An 8-2 lead here for North Mac as they are one out away from the victory. We'll have the regional championship for you on Monday right here on FM 106.1. The winner of Staunton-Carthenville will be coming here to take on North Mac on the turf. That game live on the Ox right now, 105.3 WAOX. You can also stream it at WSMIRadio.com. The 2-2 slashed foul goes right into the Litchfield dugout, clanked off the shin of one of the Litchfield coaches over there. He played it off at it, heard he says. Now, fine. But I would imagine on the inside he is just smarting. It was a hot shot off the bat of DeBrinnick. Two balls, two strikes. A six-run North Mac lead. Strike three called. Atala froze him with the fastball, and North Mac beats Litchfield 8-2 here in this regional semifinal. And for North Mac, win number 19 on the year, and they will host the regional championship against either Staunton or Carthenville Monday afternoon at 4:30. It's a broadcast we'll carry live right here on WSMI FM 106.1. 8-2, North Mac wins it. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. North Mac beats Litchfield 8-2 here in this regional baseball semifinal. For North Mac, 8 runs, 9 hits, 1 error, 5 left on. Litchfield, 2 runs, 5 hits, 1 error, 3 left on base here today. Matt Hendricks dominant for North Mac on the mound. 5 innings, 1 run, 2 hits, 9 strikeouts no walks. And at the plate, Hendricks was, well, fantastic. He was 2 for 2, a triple, a double, 2 runs scored, a walk, and a sacrifice bunt. Hendricks led off the second with a triple. He was there with 2 outs before Logan Hammond was able to drive him in for the game's first run, a big RBI single for Logan Hammond in that second inning. Hendricks then doubled to lead off the fourth when it was a 1-1 ball game. He would be driven in on an RBI base hit by Cade Berkley. Caden Brown would follow with the base hit, and Berkley and Brown would come around to score on a 2-out double off the bat of Owen Burley. That made it 4-1. North Mac added 2 more in the fifth, got 2 more in the sixth. They win it 8-2. Here today for Litchfield, Jacob Budd, 2 for 3 at the plate. He had a double and an RBI as the Litchfield Purple Panthers see their season come to a close at 3-11. But a lot of underclassmen talent for this Purple Panther squad. So we'll see if they can learn from this season and come back better for it next year. North Mac ain't thinking about next year. They are all about Monday now. They are 19-1 on the year. They will be hosting the regional championship, and they don't know who their opponent is yet. Staunton or Carthenville, they are in a slugfest right now. That game, you can hear it as we speak live on 105.3 The Ox. You can also catch the live stream at WSMIRadio.com. Stay tuned. More high school baseball for you tonight. Hillsboro at Gillespie, broadcast time about 7 o'clock this evening here on FM 106. Tomorrow, 2A softball regional championship play. It'll be Gillespie at Alton Marquette. That game will be played in Gordon Moore Park. First pitch, 11 o'clock. Live coverage, 10:50 here on FM 106.1 and, of course, online at WSMIRadio.com. Cardinal baseball coming up in about 6 minutes on AM 1540, FM 106.9 and 92.9 as the Redbirds hosting the Red Legs tonight. Pregame coverage getting underway at 6:20. Want to thank Chris Rayner, the AD here at North Mac, and all the fine folks at North Mac for their hospitality. They always treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them very much for that. Of course, thanks to our baseball and softball sponsors. Without them, none of our broadcasts throughout the year are possible. Please patronize the businesses you hear on our high school sports broadcast, because I'm telling you, without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting stations. You can always check the website, WSMIRadio.com, for our broadcast schedule. Thanks to Gabe Osborne. He produced tonight's action here on FM 106. And again, Staunton, Carthenville live right now on 105.3 The Ox. Hillsboro at Gillespie coming up top of the hour here on FM 106. Your final one more time here from North Mac. North Mac beats Litchfield 8-2, and the Panthers will host either Staunton or Carthenville for the regional championship on Monday, and we'll have the broadcast live 4:30 right here on WQSMI FM 106. That is going to wrap it here from this beautiful turf facility at North Mac as North Mac beats Litchfield 8-2. I am Tim Mize saying so long from Verdon.